Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 4th of April, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly quite firm. Two were not open. China A shares were closed, and also the H share index was closed. We had a new high by for this trend by Thailand, and also for South Korea. European stock markets were mixed. They had some early gains, but those were paired or even slightly reversed, but we wound up with very small percentage changes. In the Americas, we had a somewhat steadier performance, but pretty quiet on Wall Street here, barely changed, with the Dow and the S&P up a tiny bit and the NASDAQ composite down a tiny bit. Toronto and Brazil were, Canada and Brazil were firmer. And in the long-dated government bonds, again a quiet day, but prices were slightly steadier. The U.S. dollar was fractionally firmer against the Australian dollar and against the euro, but the Asian dollar index has continued to appreciate against the greenback, and so has the Latin American currency index. Precious metals were firmer, with silver running to another new high. It's currently at 38.58. And gold bullion had pushed to the higher side of its range and then settled back a little bit. But it's currently trading at 14.34 and change. Platinum up $11 to 17.88. We also had palladium up $11 to 7.86. Sugar was a little higher. Corn romped again. Wheat was also firm here today, but soybeans down slightly. And the biggest story of all, to mention last, is that we've got WTI crude at 108.27 as I speak, and Brent crude just up above the 121 level. So those are new highs. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, for stock markets, it's been a good run. We had strong gains last week. We had strong gains the week before that. And that had followed an equally sharp, or in some instances even sharper, shakeout that coincided with, of course, the Arab uprisings and the spike in crude oil, and then the devastating Japanese earthquake, tsunami, and the Fukushima reactor problems. So those drove markets, stock markets, down quite sharply, but as I say, they've bounced back almost as quickly subsequently. Now, that's a good sign for stock markets in terms of the overall equity performance generally. I think we had four stock markets hitting new highs in here in terms of the advance from their 2008 and 2009 lows. Thailand leading a very firm ASEAN sector, and South Korea just touching a new high. So two from Asia. In Europe, we had Norway hitting a new high for its stock market index. And Russia has been hitting new highs, I think since the 24th of March. It's been extending those gains. And I think since the 28th of March, we've had Poland pushing up into new highs. And all four of those markets, or five, I should say, were really good, solid relative performers from their lows going back to 2008 and 2009. So that's a very positive indication, and there are many more stock market indices that are quite close to their highs. The ones that are considerably weaker tend to be more in the special situation category, the so-called European pigs, the southern European markets and Ireland, some of the Middle East stock exchanges, although Saudi Arabia had bounced very strongly following its sharp decline last month. So on balance, the evidence, the technical evidence, very much favors the cyclical bull market view, which we've really held since 2000, or well into or early into 2009 onwards here, and it is a positive outlook overall. And while China A shares and H shares were closed today, they're both firm. They're still within trading ranges, but it looks like a very big buildup of support prior to a break above break to the upside. And the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which had fallen below some lows that had occurred, I think, from the November to December period, or November to February period, actually, it did not maintain that downward break and turned right around and has broken the progression of lower rally highs. Now, what this actually means technically, I feel, is that we've got this big trading range, the upper side of which is beginning to be tested, and it wouldn't take too much to give a very bullish signal. For instance, if we see the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which closed today at 24,150. Now, and that just gets up 800, 900 points higher, we'll have a good breakout through the 24,000, above the 24,000, I beg your pardon, above the 25,000 level. And that would be quite significant on the charts. And when we finally get breakouts from these big patterns, we often get really quite good runs. So this all looks quite promising in here. Now, as you know, Wall Street has been really very steady for a number of months. Now, this move overall started in September and pushed up to an important high in February, before then falling back in a corrective phase, which we felt was in response to the overextended condition, and particularly relative to the 200-day moving average. But it has bounced right back up quite close to that high. So again, I just repeat this just to reiterate the overall strength that we have seen. But there's one very big obstacle looming in the road, and the obstacle, in my opinion, is getting bigger as we watch, and that's the crude oil price. So, how do we reconcile crude oil moving to new highs and yet stock markets being so firm? Now, I don't want to try to rationalize that, but other observers, and I think I've commented on this as well, that higher energy prices against the background of recovering economies is not as negative as higher energy prices when economies are beginning to weaken. But we do not have such robust growth in the West that we can ignore this move upwards in the price of crude oil. So I do feel this is still the big concern here. And investors at the moment seem relatively sanguine about it, but for how long? Now, if stock markets are relatively sanguine about this, presumably investors are not really feeling that they either haven't noticed, or they probably have noticed, but they don't feel that the gains are going to carry on much further. I'd like that to be the case, and I could argue that point as well, but I'm looking at the chart action here, and crude oil's moving higher, and we were talking about it last week as well. So this to me is a concern. We have not seen another spike, but we did get what I described as a moderate spike when concern was highest over the Middle Eastern uprisings. This move back to new highs for crude oil, I find a bit disconcerting. As you might recall, last week it caused me on Thursday and Friday to open some hedge shorts in the S&P 500 index, which I feel is a bit overbought and could also see some sideways and possibly lower mean reversion. But something's going to give in here. And I'd like it to be a failed upside break for the crude oil prices, but I'm not so sure. And the reason why I'm not so sure about that is, of course, we do have the global economic recovery, which is increasing demand. We do have the overall commodity super cycle, and we've got strong grain and bean prices again. Corn hit a new high here for this move today, and the fundamental story remains really quite bullish for corn on the basis of everything that that I hear, and we have low reserves of these foods generally. So this is a concern, and it was commodity price inflation, not least in terms of food prices, that were a major factor behind the Arab uprisings to begin with. So I think we may see a little bit of turbulence, and I will feel that way until or unless I see some downward dynamics in the crude oil price. Which would be very good news, but as of today, there's no evidence of that. What about other markets? Here I mentioned the Asian dollar index, and I think I might have mentioned the Latin American currency index. These had been range bound for a number of months. They're worth looking at in the chart library, or I should post them. Post them tomorrow. I have not been able to contribute to comment of the day today, but I certainly will tomorrow. And both those indices have broken upwards, and that supports the overall fuller money theme. So regardless of what the price of crude oil does in here, I feel that I want to remain positioned. If I'm going to be in equities, I want to be, and I am, I want to be very well represented in the leading fuller money themes, which I am, with Asia, resources, energy. Shell's my big position there. I also, of course, have the uranium miners. Well, they had a huge setback in response to Fukushima, but are probably in an accumulation zone for patient investors down here. Rare earths metals, a number of those have been hitting new highs in the last few days, and China, which I think has a considerable amount of potential. Now, my concern really is short term over this crude oil price. Is it going to upset the apple cart, as it were, here short to medium term. That's a risk. But on the other hand, if we get crude oil coming back, and that would require some downward dynamics here, and preferably soon, that would take the heat off, and I would expect the fuller money theme markets to stock markets to continue to lead to the upside. On that note, all the best.